Here at the Fantasy Doctors, we use our expertise in the world of sports as well as medicine to bring you the most up-to-date injury news. Our first injury of the day actually broke his back last week. I want Lionel Messi healthy. I want Suarez healthy.
Fam. Mo Salah is beasting.
I want Ronaldo healthy. I want the whole squad healthy.
7 La Liga title in a span of 10 years. That basically, to me, that means
he was concussed, he was knocked out.
There was absolutely no competition.
We're your hosts, physical therapy students, Andy and Berg, and
welcome to the Fantasy Doctors Soccer Podcast. Hello, soccer fans, and welcome to yet again another episode of the Fantasy Doctors Soccer Podcast. It's me, your co-host, Andy, with my main man, Berg. How you doing today, bro?
Chilling, bro. You know, had an amazing weekend. You know, went to Rhode Island with my girlfriend. You know, some old mansion. You know, people back in the day were balling as much as people at all time is balling. If I may say, even they were even more extravagant back then than today. Because they didn't have cars. They didn't have other ways to flex. So they pour all of their, you know, flexing skills on, you know, how their house look and how what clothes they wear. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
one house had 70 rooms, man.
70?
70 rooms.
Jeez. 7-0.
7-0.
Damn.
Of course, they didn't let us see all the rooms, but, you know, we looked at the house description and it had 70 rooms, something about 20 bathrooms.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's a lot more flex than I thought.
No, that's a lot. That's a lot of flexing. The real estate back then was cheap.
Well, let's get into some injuries today, right? And yeah. Why don't we start off with your favorite club, Liverpool, being absolutely ravaged between the games this week and
yeah.
International break last week. Wow, it's taking a toll on Liverpool.
It's taking a huge toll on everybody. I'm kind of concerned about the Champions League this week. But our first injury is Sadio Mane. So he's got a wrist injury. I think he's going to be able to play in the Champions League. The club says, you know, it's up to him if he wanted to play this weekend. Obviously, you know, as we're recording this, the game has already passed and he wasn't on the pitch. So I guess he was being on the safe side and trying to preserve himself for the Champions League, which is good. I'll take that as long as I got my W, which we did. That's all that matters.
Yeah, your man boy, Mohamed Salah, back on the score sheet. Is that right?
Yeah, no, but I was more impressed by the assist from Shaqiri, though. That was a neat pass.
Okay.
Neat pass. But yes, you know, that will get, you know, hopefully that gets Salah's confidence back and he can get back to racking them back in the net in, you know, every week. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, but it's going to take some help, too, because you also have Nabo Keita, who's out with a hamstring injury.
Yes.
Kind of like what we were saying before, it's the timeline is uncertain, which is not good when it comes to things like this.
Yeah. I think that one is pretty serious because he's been battling it for a while now. And currently they don't know, you know, we're going to be able to see him in the Champions League this week. And there's currently no return date on – we don't know when he's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those things with those hamstring injury. If you don't get it right during the recovery, you know, it's, you know, one of the biggest predictor of hamstring injury is a previous hamstring injury. And, you know, I guess they're trying to kick that into the bun. They're trying to get that straight before he comes back. And I think that's the right thing to do. But we have people to replace him, though, so that's good. Oh, speaking of Jordan Henderson.
His replacement.
Jordan Henderson, who's supposed to be his likely replacement, is also out with a thigh injury.
Yeah.
I believe the detail said tight hamstring, which is just very interesting. Tight hamstring. Tight hamstring won't stop you from playing, but I'm assuming he's got a hamstring injury too. And currently no return date on him. Of course, those kind of injury takes about, you know, like 3 to 4 weeks to come back from, depending on the severity. And we're talking about low severity here. It would take like 3 weeks at top to get it correct. Sometimes we see player come back from those hamstring injury very, very early, like 2 weeks. But I always question it. Because it's like, you know, you put a Band-Aid on the injury and you just put it out there again for it to open.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing about hamstring injury, which is really tricky, is whenever we hear that we don't have a timeline, it's either one of two things. It's one, that the manager wants to keep it like a tight secret as to what it actually is. And this wouldn't be the first time Jurgen Klopp actually did that. And number two, it could be that they're not sure whether or not, like, it's a minor injury, or they want to do surgery, or they want to do rehab first. Because no club wants to put out a report saying, oh, he needs surgery. And then, like, 2 months later, oh, never mind. He never got the surgery, you know. They might be trying to still figure it out themselves.
Okay. And we also, oh, I have a question for that. Do you think when you're about to play a big game, the coaches are actually, I was going to ask you, do you think coaches are actually paying attention to your squad and see who's injured and making their, you know, strategic plan based on who you're going to play and who you're not going to play? Then again, I of course, I just asked you that question and I'm like, yeah, I would totally do that.
Actually, I was watching the Manchester City documentary on Amazon Prime.
Oh, it's on. Really, it's good. Not.
But, yeah, they do stuff like that. At least that's what Guardiola does. But, I mean, I'm assuming that's standard practice for most coaches to kind of go deep into that a little bit.
So, yeah, it's like a warfare. You just, all right, let's just tell the press what we have, you know, and give them false information and then have them go in with a strategy that's completely different from what our team's going to look like, because – it could be Naby Keita is actually not injured, or Jordan Henderson is fit to play.
Yeah, you never know. But
never know.
Yeah, but that's the way it is. You know, sometimes you don't have all the information. Sometimes you can't trust what's given to you. The only way to find out for yourself is to actually be there. But
yeah,
we're over here.
That's right.
All right, let's get into Kyle Walker a little bit. Manchester City right back. Going down with what looked like a groin injury. Is that right?
Yeah, he's down with a groin injury. Watch a couple minutes of the weekend game, and I had to change the channel because City was just trashing that team. It's just not even fair to watch. But, yeah, Kyle Walker he's got a groin injury. He's currently being assessed. But, you know, he's almost 100%, and I believe he should be able to play in the Champions League this week.
Okay, yeah, so he should be back and fit. And when I was watching that documentary the other day, actually, he kind of stuck out to me as, like, a fun guy in the locker room to hang out with. And I didn't really see that coming from him.
Yeah, he looks like a professional on the field. Like, I never see him smiling or anything like that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But he's outside of the field, like, he's a fun guy, which I thought was pretty cool.
Oh, wait. So the documentary on Pep Guardiola or on the tiki-taka of Barcelona? Because there's another.
I think there was another one. Okay. This one that I watched, it was just on Manchester City from last season.
Got you.
But Guardiola was, I think he was featured on, like, every episode as, like, one of their interview people, so.
Okay.
It was a pretty big part of it.
Because I just saw a trailer for Pep Guardiola, Tiki Taka Way. I believe the documentary is called You Get the Ball, Pass the Ball. Get the ball, you pass the ball. That is the name of the documentary, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds about right.
It's about when Guardiola first came to Barcelona and they were destroying everybody for what was that, like, 3 years running, 4 years straight.
You know, man. What amazed me when Thierry Henry, he just became manager of Monaco, right?
And yeah. He's also in that documentary.
Oh, see, he would be, because they asked him, like, how are you going to model your style of play over Monaco? Just like Pep Guardiola. And they're like, not Arsene Wenger? He was like, no, Pep is much better.
Man,
that's crazy.
They play beautiful football there. As much as I don't like Barcelona, as much as I don't like Pep, because, you know, I'm always a Madrid fan. I'm always on the opposite side. But you got to respect the work that he put in, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he's brilliant.
But getting into Barcelona a little bit more, two injuries, the first being the world's greatest player of all time.
You take that one.
Yeah, man.
I won't touch that one. You take that one.
That's right. He broke his arm, guys. I didn't know what happened, but hey, I was watching a replay highlight of the injury, and it looked like he was, like, you know how he is. When you're that great, people like to trip you up and things like that.
Yeah.
And he tried to brace his fall using his arm, and apparently part of his radius just broke off, which is kind of scary, you know, but – it is an arm injury. He will be out for about 3 weeks. But like you and I both know, bone takes longer than 3 weeks.
Yeah, it takes longer than 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, so maybe he'll come back. He'll be in a brace or a shorter cast or something like that, where he can still play. But it looks like he's going to be out for about 3 weeks.
Man, 3 weeks. You know what that means, right? We won't see him next week for El Clasico.
Nah, we won't.
Oh.
First one without Messi and Ronaldo since like 2007.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
And I still don't think rating is going to go down. People are going to line up to see the game. I hope Bale's come back soon to play in this game.
See, I actually got a few DMs saying people are going to watch this game even more, because now this is a brand new Clasico without Messi and Ronaldo both playing.
So they're getting a glimpse of the future.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. But that's great. You know, it's funny because Messi hasn't been injured like that in a while. I think it's been somewhat in shape.
Yeah. No, this cat's never injured. Yeah. And every time he gets an injury, it's something like traumatic.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, no. Can
prevent.
Well, hopes he get back soon. I think they have enough people on the bench to replace him. Well, actually, let me. Oh, I'm very sorry to the listeners. Let me retract that statement. You can't replace Messi, but they have enough people on the bench to still go on and keep winning.
Yeah, you got Malcolm, who's been dying for playtime. You have left winger Coutinho, who can also play midfield. Suarez, maybe this injury might help him, give him a little bit more space.
Even talk about another guy who never gets injured, Suarez.
That's true, too.
He never gets injured.
Another injured Barcelona player, though. This one's a little bit of a weird one. Samuel Umtiti. So apparently he's been having meniscus issues and he might be getting surgery.
Meniscus.
Yeah.
That's not a good prognosis, man.
Nah, but I mean, right now the club, I think it's pretty solidified, at least from what I read, that they're going to try to do some therapy first. And if not, they're going to have to get the surgery, but a lot of people are saying, oh, why don't you just go ahead and get the surgery now? Well, kind of like what I told some of my followers earlier today, is that one, like, surgery is very traumatic. And even if it's arthroscopic, you know, just a little tiny hole in your knee, like, it's still trauma. You're still cutting things up and putting things where they may not have been before. And it's not easy to come back from.
Yeah, people always think, you know, like when you watch behind that TV screen, you think everything is fine and dandy. Oh, man, just go get your surgery, man. You come back when stronger than ever. I always read that, and I'm always skeptical. Oh, he'll be back stronger than ever. No, you don't.
No,
you know
won't.
That.
Yeah.
You don't know that. You don't know that. Like, Ronaldo, number 9, came back from traumatic injury. And it's almost like he never got injured. You know, it's almost like he came back stronger than ever. But look at his career. His career was pretty short, if I have to say.
Yeah, no, his prime was very short.
Prime was very short, though he did a lot at his prime. I'll give him credit. But because of those injury, man, his professional career was short. And when, you know, every time you get you get those traumatic injury meniscus. You know, you start going in there, cutting things up, putting things back in. You know, it takes a long time to come back. Then your knee's not the same anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You may be back and you're playing fully, but, you know, in terms of your career, you know, you always have to question, you know, it's that's why people always want to do rehab first, so I see if they can get the problem solved with rehab, with PT, with physical rehabilitation rather than surgery. There's a reason for that. It's because, you know, careers, your careers get slashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially with the meniscus, right? Because sometimes they repair it, but sometimes they actually just cut the part right out.
Yeah.
And when you cut that part out, you're changing the biomechanics of that knee. So no matter what, it's for sure not the same knee anymore.
No, it's not.
A piece of it out.
It is not.
Yeah.
No. What else do we got? Let's go back. Let's go back to England real quick before we talk about, you know, we save the last juicy topic for the end. But let's get into Peter Cech real quick from Arsenal, who's about to play Leicester City tomorrow, a game that I will not be watching, sadly. But yes, Peter Cech, hold on, let me pull up my notes here. I go, Peter Cech, yes. Peter Cech got a thigh injury.
Hamstring, probably.
Yeah, hamstring.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he's getting better from the injury, but you know he's not training with the group, so I guess he's getting some sort of individual training. I think he should be able to come back at the end of the month, so you know, I won't be surprised if I see him next weekend.
See, I also read that we might not see him play for a while, because if Leno puts in some good performances, then he's going to retain that starting job, which was going to happen eventually.
Yeah, I don't think.
Didn't know when.
I don't think Peter Cech will mind that at all. I mean, he's old. He's got a, you know, his career longevity. You know, he's had a pretty good career.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, and he even got to stay in London after leaving Chelsea. So
I know that's crazy too.
Yeah,
you know, it's always it's funny when you see a goalkeeper that was really good. I'm not saying it's bad now, but you know, comparing to how Peter Cech used to be, you know, mm-hmm. He's way past his prime now, even though he's playing incredibly well, but way past his prime. You're going to see some, you know, hits and fits here and there. You know, he's going to bargain for playing time. And I guess eventually, you know, if the young keeper is playing better than the young player continue to perform like this, then, you know, it might Peter Cech might leave. But
yeah, I mean, he's going to either. He might either just retire or he can go on. Because, I mean, as a keeper, you can play until 40, 45. You know, yeah. There's nothing that's there to really prevent you from doing that. But
I think
he's if won. He wants
hasn't,
to or not.
Hasn't he won any everything? Like, he's won the Premier League. I know that.
Yeah.
I don't know about – yeah. I think he's won the Champions League too, right, with Chelsea.
Yeah, with Chelsea, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's – yeah, man. He's won everything in his – no, European career.
Yeah, but then again, Iker Casillas, he won everything too, and I think he's still at Porto right now.
Yeah, no. It's, you know what it is, it's just your love for the game, man. Once you start playing like that since you were like 8 years old, that's all you know. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it comes time to retire. It's like, wow, my body, man, my body's not able to do the things that I used to do anymore. I mean, it's like you're at the end of the crossroad and it's difficult to pass it, but mm-hmm. It's football for you. You're old.
And last but not least, the state of Real Madrid. Yet again, another L, dude. What's going on?
I have absolute. Well, I do have some idea, but I'm. Yo, we're not doing so great.
Nah, my dog.
It's so bad, man. It's bad. Every week I watch, I was like, oh my god, like. Is that returning champion? Like, what? It's the champions of the Champions League.
Yeah, what is it? 13 time European Cup winners. You know, you can't be.
Yeah, man.
It's an embarrassment. Oh my god,
it's an embarrassment. I think what's going on there, they are missing out. Well, give or take that Gareth Bale wasn't there. You know, he's still, quote unquote, injured. Benzema didn't start the game, given though he had a, you know, he had a shot on post during that game. But I feel like the only player that's, it's the only player in the squad to me that look and perform the same as always is Marcelo. You know, that guy will produce. But everybody else, I don't understand. So Varane looks sluggish in the back. You know, I think the thing that we're lacking most, I think it's leadership. You know, we need Sergio Ramos. We need a leadership up front. You know, mm-hmm. Sergio Ramos cannot, you know, he's a leader, but you know, once the balls get to the 18-yard line, you know, once the ball gets to the 18, now you need, you know, you need that figure, man. You need that guy that's gonna put the ball in the box.
Mm-hmm.
I had to say it, but they're missing Cristiano.
I'm looking at Real Madrid's list of matches this season. Did you know they've only won 5 games so far this season?
I know they're 7th in the table right now.
Yeah, man. Here's the thing about that, though, right? Because, I mean, the table, it's going to change, but it could change for the worse, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know.
If I'm Florentino Perez and Real Madrid, who are you looking for in the winter window? Because someone's going to come in. There's no way we're going to see this go on. Somebody has to come in, and something has to happen.
Mm. Yeah. And sadly, man, I don't know what's going on. Vinicius is paying for, you know, the B team. It's like, you sign all these players, so many talents, and you know, you can't. And I don't think it's a coach problem. You know, it's not the coach. It's not the coach.
Yeah.
I know they're already talking about sacking.
I mean, good thing that Zidane left when he did.
That was a brilliant move.
Yeah.
You know what? Cristiano's out. I'm out too, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he said there were changes that need to be made that nobody wanted to do, and lo and behold, this is what happens.
This is what happened. It's a rebuilding process. I think the era of Madrid winning the Champions League is over now. I think we won't see that. We won't see that this year.
I don't think it could happen this year, mostly because you don't have a player in the caliber of Ronaldo that can take you to a final on his own like that. Nah. It's going to have to be a team performance, and that for sure isn't happening.
Meanwhile, Ronaldo's playing. He's playing in the – yo, he's looking great, man.
He's heating up.
He's heating up. He's looking great.
Yeah.
You know, even though he scored a tapping yesterday, but, man.
Hey, Real Madrid could use a few tappings right now.
You know what I'm impressed by? I'm impressed by his movement. His movement of the ball was always great, but
mm-hmm.
you see him more in this team than you saw him in Real Madrid.
Okay,
like I noticed his movement off the ball more. He's hitting a lot of posts too. Mm-hmm. Like he's looking great, man. It's like, it's amazing how, you know, 31, 32-year-old can play like that.
Yeah. It makes me wonder, like, what my excuse is. But
I want to have as much money as him so that I can be trained like that, too.
True, yeah. Very, very true. All right, what else? You got anything else for our listeners today?
Oh, man, I know you didn't see it, but Mourinho put on Manchester United, put on versus Chelsea yesterday. That was the game of the weekend to me. And let me tell you, the players put on a performance. Anthony Martial, man, is saving this team time and time again. But the person who put the most performance yesterday was Mourinho.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Tell us more. What'd he do?
So during the 90th minute of the game, you know, at stoppage time, Chelsea ended up scoring. And one of the assistant coach from Chelsea got off, the bench and celebrated in front of Mourinho, clenching his fist and screaming out, and went onto the pitch. Well, not the pitch, but the sideline, jumping for joy, and came back again and stared out at Mourinho. And that's when Mourinho said, "All right, I've had it." Mourinho got off his bench and wanted to strangle the dude. Oh man, the commentator was saying, "It's a disgrace." It's a disgrace by a coach. You can't stand up and celebrate like that in front of the manager. Have some class.
I mean, I'm not going to say he's wrong, I love to watch it. You know, it's entertainment.
It's very entertaining, and Chelsea's looking strong this year, too.
They are looking strong. They're turning into a team that I don't want to play.
Yeah, I don't want
to. You know?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. But Man United, man, they need to figure it out. Moon needs to figure it out, like, ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
His job might be on the line.
I think he's done already. I think they're just waiting for a good time.
Yeah. I think he has lost some of his touch a little bit. I know Mourinho he loves to remind us just how many championships he's won, but
mm-hmm.
you know, that doesn't change the fact as well. But you know, you're not performing as well as you used to, like back in his early career. Thank you.
See, it still amazes me how some players still love him, like, to death. I think Eden Hazard the other day, somebody asked him, who was your favorite manager that you ever played for? He's like, oh, that's easy. It's Mourinho. And I'm like, really? Someone like you who's so creative and loves to go forward, like, that's your favorite coach? But players like him, Ibrahimovic, you either hate him or you love him, honestly.
Yeah. Hey, doesn't Ibrahimovic like him too?
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
I mean, they're kind of the same type of breed, though, you know?
Mm-hmm. The ego. Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, thank you. Nah, that's all I got.
Perfect.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you give us a 5-star review.
Yes, please. We need those reviews.
Yeah, and why don't you, in your review, give us 5 stars and tell us who you think is going to win El Clasico.
Oh.
I like that.
I have to go with Barcelona, but I don't even think that's a spoiler.
We'll see. But follow us both on Instagram. My handle is TheFootballPhysios. Berg, what's your handle?
My handle is TheSoccerObsessed.
Word. All right. We'll catch you guys later.
All right. Peace.